After months of relative calm in Afghanistan, there's been a wave of factional fighting in the north and west of the country. The latest clash occurred over the weekend when gunmen allied to two long-feuding warlords shot it out near one of Afghanistan's largest cities. NPR's Renee Montaigne reports from Kabul.
A turf war erupted in the city of Mazar-e-Sharif almost as soon as the Taliban were driven out 2.5 years ago. Two powerful warlords continue to lay claim to the territory, says Andrew Wilder, director of the Afghanistan Research and Evaluation Unit, a think tank here.
There's been a long time ongoing tension now between the two major factions in the north, headed in Mazar by Mohammad Atta and General Dostum. It's not easy to just say what it's all about. It's probably about several different things.
Among them, says Andrew Wilder, turf, yes, but also the central government's newest effort to flex its muscle in provinces still controlled by the warlords. The fighting in Mazar left three of General Abdul Rashid Dostum's men dead, and it came less than a week after Dostum's militia overran a neighboring province. That fight appears to have been triggered by the defection of the province's military commandant, who had long been on Dostum's payroll, but suddenly pledged his allegiance and that of his militia to President Hamid Karzai's central government.
We didn't expect a rebellion from Dostum, and that's why we view it as an illegal attack.
General Zahir Azimi is with the Ministry of Defense, which sent in 750 troops late last week after Dostum's fighters forced both the commandant and provincial governor, appointed by President Karzai, to flee.
This event has negative effects on the opinions of the international community and produces concerns for them.
It looks particularly bad because the country is gearing up for national elections in September and is far behind on a June deadline to disarm some 40,000 militiamen still under the command of various warlords. The fighting in the north also comes on the heels of an earlier and much bloodier battle in a western province, Herat. Up until now, Herat had been Afghanistan's most prosperous and peaceful province, but last month, its strongman escaped an assassination attempt and blamed the attack on a rival appointed by Karzai's central government. Fighting between the sides left 16 dead, including the warlord's son. The central government sent in 1,500 National Army troops to quell the fighting. At the moment, there appears to be a stalemate in Herat and a fragile peace in the north. Political analyst Andrew Wilder believes that there will be more violence as election campaigning gets underway. As to the latest clashes,
I would definitely not interpret it as a blow to the government. To me, it's an opportunity for the government, in particular to show the Afghan National Army being deployed to resolve a local conflict. And to me, what's encouraging about this is that for the vast majority of Afghans, their number one security concerns aren't the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. They're the local commander, the local warlord who make their life miserable and have for the last two decades.
But the warlords may well be wheeling out their most powerful weapon yet against President Karzai, this time a political one. Even as their militias were clashing, Dostum and Mohammad Atta were forming a coalition with other powerful warlords and possibly members of Karzai's own cabinet. Their aim? To field a candidate in September who might actually beat Hamid Karzai at the ballot box. Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Kabul.